This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Well, dear listeners, I understand an old saw that says there are four stages to the recreational experience. There's the initial planning. There's the gathering of gear and travel to the adventure. There's the doing of it. And lastly, the part which gets the most enjoyment in our lives, the reminiscing. And I'm still reminiscing about my April trip into Grand Canyon. And with a nod to our friend Ron Cipriani, it's a poem day that came from that trip. I don't know that I've titled the poem yet, but here it is. The canyon wren cares not if its sip of water comes from a pool, fed by a cascade adorned by monkey flower, ferns, and mosses, or if instead it drinks from an ephemeral pool, which will evaporate in the heat of the near future, a pool where algae and mosquito larvae populate and debris cast off by plants litters the surface. The wren sings its song just as sweetly on either occasion, living with the satisfaction of this day, the only day that has ever been, the only day that ever will be. This day. This day when I might say, if I pass from this body tonight, I have lived. I have known the expansion of a joyous heart, the contraction of that heart's grief, the acceptance of the gift of sunlight, the awe of the gift of darkness, the cleansing gift of water's embrace, and the revulsion of fetid decomposition, and have come to be able to sing, much as the wren, no matter the source of the day's nourishment. Looking forward to hearing the poem you have to share when we meet on the trail. This has been Arizona Trails with